Here's San Antonio Republican State Representative Lyle Larson speaking at a panel on parks that I moderated during the Texas Tribune Festival earlier this year.
I think the parks exemplify the worst that we've got in budgeting as far as the House and the Senate are concerned about.
And this is why he thinks that. Texas Parks and Wildlife is the only state agency with a dedicated sales tax. Under state law, a portion of the tax on sporting goods is meant for parks, but lawmakers consistently divert some of that money to balance the state budget.
If you're raising $260 million and you're using 25% of that for its intended purpose, right, and then we're backloading to certify the budget, the balance of it, well, you're leaving your parks out.
The situation was even worse for parks a few years back when the department's budget was slashed along with those of most other state agencies. This year, lawmakers restored much of that money but came nowhere close to providing enough for park upgrades, to say nothing of acquiring more park land.
So what we have done is, you know, look to the private sector, and we've had just an artesian well of support in that regard.
Carter Smith is the executive director of Texas Parks and Wildlife. He spoke at the same panel. He talked about land and money donated from private groups and individuals for parks.
We've acquired big tracts of land on the Devil's River, the Kronkoski State Natural Area in near Representative Larson's district, which he knows very, very well, literally just 30 minutes from downtown San Antonio, almost 4,000 acres of just spectacular hill country that was bequeathed to us.
But here's where that age-old problem returns. It's one thing to have the land and another thing to have the means to install and maintain trails, campsites, and other facilities. That's why so much of the land donated to parks in recent years has sat unused, says George Bristol with the State Parks Advisory Committee.
If we get these lands and then they just sit there, after a while, generous people are going to say, maybe we better find someplace else to park our donations.
It will take a greater commitment to fund parks from lawmakers to stop that from happening, he says, and that will likely only come from political pressure. State Rep. Lyle Larson sees an opportunity for that in next year's statewide elections.
Talk to the folks that are running for office and talk to them about parks. Are they committed to stopping the diversion of the sporting good tax?
Of course, with hot-button issues like abortion, education funding, and gun control already making headlines, parks advocates will probably have a hard time getting their voices heard over the din. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel, KUT News.